now from the city of Jefferson, Streets Director, our buddy Britt Smith. Britt, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. How are streets in Jefferson City? They were great when we hit them today.
Yeah, we were able to, through a lot of hard work of some very dedicated employees, get our streets in pretty good shape. By noon yesterday, we were able to get most everything, what we call mostly clear. Obviously, there could be some isolated slick spots out there and things like that. So people still need to be careful, but we believe we got our roads in pretty good shape.
You guys are just in the same boat as MoDOT and County Public Works guys. This heavy, heavy snow is hard on your equipment, isn't it?
It really is hard on the equipment, and it's hard on the streets. Obviously, we've been out plowing pretty much constantly since Friday morning, and you know, all those little chug holes that might have been out there, there's a good chance they got a lot bigger. So we're going to be taking a look at that real close this week too.
What's your strategy when you get a snow like this? It's going to be a couple of day event. Do you go at it 24 hours a day? You know, the entire day of the entire days of the storm, or do you wait back and take overnights off or whatever?
Yeah, we are lucky. We've got some city employees that we call our relief crew. They come in and give the main plow drivers a bit of a break. And get them some rest. And, you know, in events like this, you know, there's no going home, so there's cots and things set up, and, you know, they basically go 24 hours a day. Now, it's not all you know, we're getting some sleep through that time, but, you know, it's a fitful sleep in a corner of the shop on a cot.
Britt, this is one of those kind of deals, too, and just like we talked about with your counterpart with the county, with Larry Benz, that this is literally... When you're in wintertime, it's a work in progress. You get past one event, and you have to look at the weather models and look down the road, don't you?
Right, and every storm is different. It's not like we can just have one plan. We got to make a plan for everyone because it all depends on how's it going to start, when's it going to start. You know, is it a weekday? Is it right at rush hour? Or is it a weekend? Every storm's got a little bit different you know, nuance to it, which makes it hard on the planning side, but we've got some guys that are really good at their job, and I can't tell you how proud I am.
Britt Smith, our City Streets Director, with us from the city of Jefferson this morning on KWOS Open Air. We put Larry on the spot, put you on the spot, too. What are you seeing from the weather model? The weather models that we have seen for a potential for a second storm are literally all over the place this morning, aren't they?
That's exactly what we've seen. So, you know, all we know is for sure is there could be something from just some rain through some more snow. And at this point, we obviously have to plan for that snow. And so this week's going to be filled with making sure all our equipment is up and back and ready to go out. And then our material stocks are replenished as much as we can and just get prepared for whatever does happen. But we're going to be watching that forecast pretty darn close, I'll tell you that.
I know the city doesn't do enforcement on parking on certain streets, and there are some neighborhoods that we were out and about in yesterday even that we just could not believe the amount of cars on either side of on both sides of the street. And obviously that's something that you have concerns about as well.
That's right. You know, what we try to do is fit those streets to the equipment that we have. You know, we'll have some smaller pickups, then we have a heavy duty pickup, and then, you know, a 2-ton dump truck, and then a tandem axle dump truck. So those streets where we know that there's a lot of parking on, that either gets a small pickup or the heavy duty pickup. And so sometimes we may pass the street and people get a little nervous that we've forgotten them, but it's really because that truck can't get down that street because of all the parked cars or the width of the street. And it's just waiting on another truck to come in and take care of that.
My favorite is the hills because I live at the bottom of one of the biggest hills in Jefferson City, but I just cannot imagine the finesse it would take to get up and down those hills with a big size truck.
And you know, plowing snow is it is definitely a skill that is learned. You know, we've got some guys that have been doing this a long time, but at the same time, we have had a lot of retirements here over the last few years, and we've got some new guys. And so we spent a lot of time talking and, putting those new guys in with an experienced driver, have them impart that knowledge. But eventually you've got to get behind the seat, and you're right. It's if you can imagine how scary it is going down some of those steep hills as for the first few times that you do it. But like I said, we've got a dedicated crew that do just a phenomenal job.
Well, Brett Smith with us, Streets Director, Jefferson City. Brett, for a lot of people out there, I think they have the mistaken impression, and I think we're probably all guilty of it, that the plows are indestructible and they will go anywhere once they get their chains on them. And they're just like any other big unit, aren't they?
They really are. And, you bless this storm. It was a heavy wet snow, but the advantage of that is that it was actually a little bit easier to get traction. So we didn't need chains this time, and it's a lot easier on the equipment when we don't have to put chains on. But you throw in a little ice or a little freezing rain, and it's a game changer.
Before we let you off the phone, Britt, how about the standard cautions to folks about following too closely, where they park? And I know you're a big stickler for the smart way to clear your own driveway.
That's right. Yeah, folks can give that plow a little room when it's out there on the road. We really appreciate that. And if there's any way you can get your car off the street when we're plowing, it makes your life and ours a whole lot easier, as we can plow right through it, and we'll plow it right up to the curb, and you can get back there and park back on the street. I know that's difficult for folks. And then the other thing is, when you're shoveling, it's frustrating. I had to clean up in front of my driveway four times this weekend myself. It's frustrating to dig all the way out the street and have that plow come and close that driveway back off. Just be sure whenever you're plowing that opening up your driveway, throw that snow downstream or the direction the plow will be going, so you don't get it right back in your driveway and you have to shovel that same snow twice.
Hey, Brett, how are you fixed for chemicals and salt at this point?
I haven't done a full accounting yet, but we used quite a bit during this past storm. So, we have enough to handle the next storm, but we like to get full. So we've got salt on order and hope to get some deliveries in yet this week.
Brett Smith, City of Jefferson. Brett, let's hope we're not talking to you at the end of the week and all, but if we have to, we will, right?
That's right. That's right. And we appreciate you guys helping us get the word out to folks, and you all have a nice day.
Thanks, Brett.